Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Becoming Trader Joe, How I Did Business My Way and Still Beat the Big Guys, is Joe Coulombe's account of building what became one of America's most distinctive grocery brands. Written by the longtime leader who steered Trader Joe's through its formative decades, the book blends memoir with practical business storytelling. Coulombe frames his journey in the realities of retail, narrow margins, intense competition, and the constant pressure to scale or be swallowed by bigger chains. Against that backdrop, he explains how Trader Joe's developed a contrarian strategy centered on product curation, operational simplicity, and an unusually strong point of view about value. Rather than trying to outspend rivals on advertising or chase every consumer trend, the company leaned into a focused format, private label offerings, and a culture that treated employees and customers as part of the same ecosystem. The result is a readable, experience-driven look at entrepreneurship, brand building, and competitive differentiation. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, competing by being different, not bigger. A core theme is that small and mid-sized businesses rarely win by copying market leaders. Coulombe describes an approach that treats differentiation as the main weapon against scale. Instead of meeting big grocery chains on their terms through massive store footprints, broad assortments, and constant promotions, Trader Joe's moved toward a narrower, more opinionated model. The book emphasizes choosing a target customer and designing the entire business around that customer's preferences, constraints, and aspirations. This includes how the stores feel, how products are selected, and how value is communicated without relying on heavy advertising. Coulombe's story illustrates that strategy is as much about what you refuse to do as what you decide to do. By narrowing the assortment, simplifying operations, and leaning into a distinctive voice, the company created a shopping experience that could not be easily replicated by larger competitors built for breadth. The narrative shows how this kind of positioning reduces direct price wars, strengthens loyalty, and turns constraints into advantages. It is also a reminder that a clear identity can function like a moat when it is backed by consistent execution. Secondly, private label and product curation as a value engine, Coulombe highlights product selection as the heart of the Trader Joe's model. Rather than behaving like a warehouse for every brand, the company focused on curating a smaller set of items that delivered strong quality to price value. A major driver of this value is private label, controlling specifications, packaging, and sourcing to create products that stand out and protect margins. The book frames private label not as a generic substitute, but as a way to build a brand through the products themselves. When customers trust the store to pick well, the store's name becomes a shortcut for quality and discovery. Curation also supports speed and simplicity. Fewer items can mean faster replenishment, clearer shelf decisions, and less complexity for crews and shoppers. Coulombe's perspective conveys that curation requires taste, discipline, and an ability to say no to clutter, even when competitors seem to offer more. He also suggests that product choices communicate values, whether that is affordability, novelty, or practicality. For readers, this topic provides a concrete example of how assortment strategy, supplier relationships, and branding can combine into a single competitive system. Thirdly, designing a retail format that runs on simplicity, another important topic is how format choices shape economics. Coulombe describes decisions that favor efficient operations, smaller stores, simplified merchandising, and systems that keep labor productive without making the experience feel stripped down. The underlying idea is that retail success often comes from controlling complexity. Every extra category, service counter, or store variation adds costs, training burden, and room for mistakes. By building a repeatable format and focusing on what matters most, a company can deliver better prices and maintain consistency across locations. The book shows how a simple model can still feel rich if it is paired with strong product selection and a distinctive brand personality. Coulombe's account also points to the importance of logistics and supply chain thinking, even when the book is written in an accessible, story-driven style. Readers see how operational decisions connect directly to customer value. The less money wasted on unnecessary complexity, the more flexibility a retailer has to invest in quality, wages, or pricing. This topic makes the case that simplicity is not minimalism for its own sake, but a strategic choice that creates resilience and scalability. Fourthly, culture, crew, and the customer experience. Coulombe presents the company's culture as a practical asset, not just a morale booster. In retail, the store team is the brand in action. They answer questions, keep shelves stocked, handle problems, and set the tone of the shopping trip. The book discusses how a clear mission and consistent values help align day-to-day behavior across many locations. When employees understand what the business is trying to be, they can make better decisions without constant supervision. This topic also underscores the relationship between internal culture and external reputation. A shopping experience that feels friendly, straightforward, and a bit playful is hard to produce through marketing alone. It emerges from hiring choices, training, incentives, and leadership expectations. Coulomb's storytelling indicates that treating people well is compatible with hard-nosed economics when the business model is designed to support it. Better culture can reduce turnover, improve execution, and build customer trust, all of which matter in a low-margin industry. For readers interested in management, the book provides a grounded look at how culture is built through operational choices, not slogans, and how it can become a durable competitive edge. Lastly, entrepreneurial decision-making in the real world, beyond Trader Joe's specifics, the book functions as a study in pragmatic entrepreneurship. Coulomb's career arc illustrates how leaders make decisions with incomplete information, limited capital, and changing market conditions. The narrative highlights experimentation, learning from outcomes, and adjusting the model without losing the core identity. It also shows how external forces such as competition, consumer habits, and economic shifts can pressure a business to evolve. One lesson is the importance of building a system rather than relying on single tactics. Pricing, assortment, store layout, staffing, and brand tone reinforce one another. Changing one element can affect the entire machine. Another lesson is that growth is not automatically good if it dilutes what customers love. Coulomb's account offers a perspective on restraint, focus, and long-term thinking, including decisions about partnerships and ownership that can influence strategy. Readers gain insight into how a founder-like leader balances vision with operational reality, and how narrative and values can coexist with financial discipline. This topic is especially useful for entrepreneurs and managers who want a candid, experience-based view of building and defending a differentiated business. In conclusion, this book best suits entrepreneurs, retail and consumer brand professionals, managers in growth stage companies, and readers who enjoy business stories grounded in real operational choices. It is also valuable for anyone curious about why Trader Joe's feels different from typical grocery chains and how that difference was intentionally built. The main benefit is practical thinking. The narrative encourages readers to focus on positioning, simplicity, and coherence across the business model. You come away with a sharper sense of how to choose a customer, design an offering that fits that customer, and avoid the trap of chasing every competitor move. It can improve a reader's life by strengthening decision-making, especially around trade-offs, focus, and building habits that compound over time in teams and organizations. Compared with many business books that rely on abstract frameworks, Coulomb's account stands out for its specific retail context and its emphasis on execution, assortment decisions, store format, private label strategy, and culture all connect to economics. That combination of memoir and grounded strategy makes it worth buying, particularly for readers who want lessons that feel earned rather than theoretical. If you would like to support Joe Coulomb, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.